Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone. TGIF. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. I specialize in business insurance, and this is Business Leaders of Today. Our show introduces the best and the brightest that our great city of Atlanta has to offer. Unfortunately, this week, my co-host Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing is out again on me. Unfortunately, she's in Florida having fun, but my producer, Mike Salmon, decided to jump in and have some fun with me today. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Angel. I'm just here to kind of keep you straight and straight on the straight and narrow.
You don't even have that kind of power, Mike. There's no way. No way.
Now I know how Tess feels every week.
Exactly. We have a great show for you guys this week. Our first guest is Gary Guan with AA Language Services LLC out of Atlanta. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great.
And our next guest is Cherie Dallas of Authentic Chicks Foundations. Good morning, Cherie.
Good morning, Angel.
And just for fun, just to test my grammar, since we have a language expert in here today, I'm going to say all your companies: Authentic Chicks Foundation, Sister Company Joint Venture, and you work with Synergy Wellness.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, that is correct.
Here. That's without my glasses. I am so glad you guys decided to join us today. We are going to start with Gary Guan of AA Language Services, LLC. Gary, how is it being an interpreter?
Well, that's quite throw me out of the loop, but it's something in my alley. I'm doing it every day. And being an interpreter, the most exciting thing is to directly help people and to bridge the understanding and the language barriers.
So how did you get into this business?
Well, it's very interesting. I was just saw a flyer and about a gathering for Atlanta area interpreters, translators, mm-hmm. and just thought to get in and check it out. And the next thing I know, I realized this may be the career I'm looking for. So I end up totally devoted to it.
Now, how many languages do you speak?
I actually only speak Chinese to be accurate, Mandarin Chinese, mm-hmm. and English. And I speak some Tibetan and a very tiny bit of Korean.
Oh, well, I got you beat, Gary. I speak girlfriend talk, how I talk to my mama, that's a whole different language.
Yeah.
How I talk to somebody I'm dating, that's another language. How I talk to my customers, I have like five languages now.
All the Martians.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Some of them includes a lot of beeps. It just depends on who I'm talking to.
Oh, sure.
So now, what's the difference between an interpreter and a translator?
Well, interpreter is someone that's doing the interpretation verbally in
okay.
person. Sometimes not in person, it could be over the phone. But in general, is verbally, and people can hear and talk back. And a translator is someone in writing, read and then translate into another language that put in writing. That will be either digitally or on paper.
That sounds like men and women. I think women are interpreters, men are translators.
Well, you're probably right.
Does
yes.
that sound about right?
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike? You think that's true? Men are probably translators.
I've come to know that I just need to agree with you, so I'll agree with you, yes.
You know what? I like you more and more every week. No, because when you said in translating, obviously you do it in writing, which I didn't really think about it like that, I guess.
Mm-hmm,
and interpreting
yes.
is obviously vocal.
Vocal, right. Exactly.
Now is interpreting, when you interpret, does it have to be vocal? You said face-to-face. Or it could be over the phone.
Right,
whatever.
Right. Don't have to be face-to-face. Can through telephone or video. Nowadays, a lot of video interpretings, mm-hmm. interactions through some other high-tech.
So now, what kind of people work for you? What kind of different languages do your interpreters or translators speak?
That is a very interesting question. We got actually tens of people depending on the language.
Mm-hmm.
And the more common the language, the higher the requirement for the interpreter and translator, simply because of the supply. We
mm-hmm.
can afford to choose the best, the most experienced, the highly educated.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get into some language that very uncommon, rare, or very low in demand,
mm-hmm.
and for people in those languages, they just simply don't have the opportunity to gain enough experience.
Mm-hmm.
For example, some of the language, occasionally we may have to call on a court or legal interpreting cases, but for that language, maybe 5 or 6 years, we need only one time.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess how do you think about that when it comes to a legal case?
Well, it's a lot of time. A legal case is much more required to mm-hmm. provide the interpreter for either for the firms or for the court.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things. And other language, a lot of time, you could do it through translation.
Okay.
Through interpreting is more of a difficult because you require a real-life person. Even it may not be physically together, but timely, you cannot have a large relays.
Right.
But the translation, you can send it out next week to get the translation back.
Okay.
And both space and time much more flexible in translation. And so for legal interpreting, most of the time is required, even if it's not feasible to have somebody physically present to interpret, but at least the same time.
Okay.
Like over the phone, over the video. But the interpreter has to be on that time.
Okay. I want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. I specialize in business insurance, and my co-host, who unfortunately again is in Florida, again, by the way, that's twice in 2 months, is in Florida. Her name is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing, and I'm speaking to Gary Guan of AA Language Services. I just had a thought when you were talking about interpreting and translating,
mm-hmm.
like legal stuff, right?
Yes.
How is it, I don't know how to ask this question exactly. For instance, with me, I speak English, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I also speak a little Texan. I speak a little Tennessee. Just depends on the day.
Mm-hmm.
But there are like slang words I use as depending on where you're from, whether or not people would be able to pick up on it.
Yes.
If you don't know the language your interpreters are speaking, how do you make sure, like when you were saying appropriate, that they are like speaking the language exactly the way it's supposed to be spoken, where everyone that's listening to them or they're interpreting would understand?
Okay. You're talking about, I would say, mostly refer to the standard common language.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I want to point out, once you deal with real language, it's sometimes very difficult to put on any kind of requirement a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You're just lucky to get somebody can
okay.
understand the language.
Well,
but for common language like Spanish, French, mm-hmm. and we have a very rigorous testing process. For
mm-hmm.
example, State of Georgia is a part of the national consortium that provide the testing for interpreters.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they throw some written test and then verbal test. And when they pass, then you know that the person already meet the minimum requirement to provide accurate interpreting and translation service. And also various program provide training as well. And
okay.
Both in the academic world, like I believe UGA, actually also Georgia State has some program train translators, interpreters, I believe in French and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how. And furthermore, once you have enough interpreter translators, there are also a process that we call the peer review.
Mm-hmm.
So you got other translators, interpreters who knows the same language and assess the quality and ability of the interpreter. And that's how we determine who we can send to a job with confidence.
Well, it sounds like you obviously do a lot of pre-qualifying before you send these people out. So what kind of clients do you have? Like who would be one of your customers? Assuming you can say their name on the radio.
Well, customers actually it's a very wide. It's from government agencies like immigration and also regular federal and state court
mm-hmm.
and the local court as well. And then along with the court, then most of the attorneys, when they deal with a client that doesn't speak English, either through deposition, you need the interpreter, translators, all some of the cases, they require some evidence that is from other language, then we also have to translate. That include occasionally we have to transcribe a recording, either audio or video recording that shows the evidence of the case.
Okay.
Then we transcribe it, and then translate word by word and present it as evidence. And then we also deal with a large quantity of our work involved with healthcare industry.
Okay.
A lot of time people, especially workers injured at job, and then as a part of the requirement, the workers' camp covers the interpreting service, because if they seek medical treatment and then they don't speak English, the doctor needs somebody to help communicate with the patient through these cases. And so that's in a nutshell. But overall, it could be almost anybody. We are a service that everybody in our position could have potential of need.
Right.
But everybody have a very, like, a once in a blue moon need.
Right. Every husband and wife out there could probably use an interpreter and a translator when they're in the middle of an argument.
Yes, yes.
As a matter of fact, I don't know how well that would go. They may be a whole nother business we could come up with.
Oh, yes. I do have one real life example of such thing. And
I need a good laugh.
As a matter of fact, I can share with you a real story. And this is the job we did.
Okay.
One gentleman traveled from other state to Atlanta and met a girl from Brazil. And he madly fell in love, and they spent some time in Atlanta, and then she went back to Brazil, and the fellow needed to leave Atlanta before he leave. He just need to write a love letter in Portuguese.
Oh, how sweet!
And he called me up in 7 p.m., and he haven't write the letter yet. He just said, hey, I needed somebody to help me translate. I have to send this out tonight.
Let me just say this. All the men out there that don't know what to say and what to do, there's that is sweet as sugar. You hear me?
Yes.
He
yes.
wanted to write a love letter. I actually have a funny story. A girlfriend of mine, parents met. She was, her mom's from Mexico. Her dad's from Chicago, south side of Chicago. That's not even close to the same language, right?
Yes, yeah.
They met, fell in love. She couldn't speak English. Of course, he couldn't speak Spanish.
Oh,
they're still married. That was 45 years ago. And I'm not gonna tell you the word he told me that was a universal language. I never thought of that, but it was love at first sight. They got married in a few months, and that's just the way it was. Matter of fact, a good friend of mine met a girl. Ironically, her name is Angel. What are the chances? And fell in love with her when he was in South America on a tour as a band member, and learned Spanish, and now they're married. So
yeah,
so I think we're doing something wrong, Cherie. I don't have no kind of love story like that. You hear me?
Yes.
And I actually try at times.
Yes.
And I do want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. I specialize in business insurance. My co-host is Tess Turan with Basica and Next Link Marketing. And I'm speaking with Gary Guan at AA Language Services. Well, Gary, it seems like you cover all your bases, obviously, with your interpreters, your translators, and your clients. Mm-hmm. What are some other benefits that a company would have by using you?
Well, main thing is right now, you know, because of the international immigration and migration, it's almost every country have somebody speak another language moving in.
Right.
And it's not just the United States, Europe, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And this has created a huge demand for the language service in order for any company, any business to reach out to their potential customer, need their service or their product, but does not speak English or whatever the country for France, maybe not speaking French.
Right.
And so it's come along with translation interpreting service industry is one of the fast growing sectors in the last 30 years worldwide. And
right.
It's just this is one of the demand. In the same time, also increased the globalization that made any part of the world is a potential market for you.
Right.
And yet they may not
know
speak
how to reach
English.
Out to you. Right. No doubt. They may not know how to reach out.
So that's what we could do. We pretty much bridging you between you, your product, your services, and your customer.
Yeah, you definitely need to talk to Tess. She loves stuff like that. She lives for that. Well, just as a plug, Gary will be running for U.S. Senate soon, right?
No, the state senate.
State senate. Well, we're gonna talk about that next time when we have you on. Yeah. But tell everybody out there the best way to get in touch with your business.
Well, it's very easy. AALS.com is our website. All just simply search us language services in Atlanta. You'll be able to pull it out.
Okay.
Or simply just put my name there. Gary, G-A-R-R-Y, Guan, G-U-A-N.
Okay.
Any kind of Google search, and you can get all the information about me, about us.
Well, again, Gary, I want to thank you so much for coming on. You have definitely opened my eyes to some interpretation and translating I may have to do later.
Okay,
that I can't
great.
Discuss on the radio.
Good,
some of it
good.
Not so good. Okay. I'm afraid for somebody later.
Oh, sometimes you need to keep it a secret too.
Exactly, no doubt. And our next guest again is Cherie Dallas of Authentic Chicks Foundation. Good morning again, Cherie. How are you?
Good morning, Angel.
Tell me about Authentic Chicks Foundation.
Authentic Chicks Foundation, we promote healthy lifestyles.
Okay.
We start mentally before physically.
That's the best place to start.
That's right. That's half the battle.
Right. Absolutely.
So we promote loving yourself.
Right. That's so easy for me. I don't know why people struggle with that.
They do. And you would be surprised. Most individuals, they feel like, you know, I'm bad, I'm this, I'm that, instead of embracing who they are.
Right.
So what we teach is, instead of looking at it on a negative, my body is in progress.
Right. Oh, I like that.
My height and weight is proportion.
Mm.
So it's like affirmations for your health.
Now, how did you come up with that idea?
I transfer. He's got me with that translated.
Right, exactly.
My background was as a real estate broker here for almost 10 years in Atlanta. So, okay. Of course, when the market shifted.
Right. Well, I like, you know what, I love your word choice, because I say crash, fell on top of my head. I use a lot of other word choices when I talk about the market, but okay.
Right.
When it shifted.
Exactly. You know, that recession, I didn't participate.
So, I understand.
So instead, I made sure that I made myself marketable.
Okay.
So I went back to school, took up every certification pretty much that I could in the healthcare field.
Mm-hmm.
One, that area is recession proof.
That is true.
Two, I kind of, again, shifted to the helping of people, because I found out that was a passion of mine.
Right. Well, and I mean, I want to go back to what you said earlier about talking about starting with obviously loving yourself on the inside.
Yes.
A friend of mine said to me once years ago, be very careful of the tape you play to yourself.
Absolutely.
Because before it's, you know, before you believe it, it's a thought. But then it's after a thought, it's a word, then it's a sentence. And now you have convinced yourself of all these things, or you create this monster in your head that doesn't really exist.
Correct.
So luckily for me, I've always played a pretty good tape to myself, but because being authentic, I don't think most people know even who they authentically are.
That's true. Again, I'm a law of attraction practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And even before the law of attraction came out, I realized, I was just thinking about this a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had that vision of, if you could see it, you can achieve it.
Right.
Creating your tomorrow instead of accepting. I tell my sister all the time, you know, the day has to come that you don't just accept what's dished out to you. For example, you apply for credit. Someone says no. Don't just accept it.
No doubt.
You got to figure out that way around or over.
Keep moving.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So now, why did you pick the foundation to focus on the healthcare field outside of the fact, obviously, that it's recession proof?
As far as the foundation?
No, what the Authentic Chicks Foundation, you said that obviously the healthcare field is recession proof.
Right.
Is that the only field you work in?
No, but I picked that area because, first of all, it's in demand.
Right.
If you look at, even from our children, the obesity and the different things that's going forward.
Right.
And personally, I've lost several family members at the age of 40 or under.
Right.
And I wanted to stand up for that.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think the thing is, too, like, I think when it comes to health, people only think about physical health.
Right.
They don't think about mental health.
And mental usually is a starting point of some of your physical ailments.
Absolutely.
Stress.
Oh.
Stress management is something everybody can relate to.
Absolutely. You know, what's funny, I tell people all the time, when it comes to stress, you cannot feel it, but trust me, it's there. and it's going to let you know when it's there.
Absolutely. And just think about being in traffic. Most people say, I don't want to be late. I don't want to be late. Well, the universe is taking it as you want to be late. Instead, mm-hmm. we have to redirect our words. I have more than enough time to get where I need to be.
Okay, on that happy note, I want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. I specialize in business insurance. And my co-host, Tess Turin, is with Basica and NextLink Marketing. She's a marketing consultant. And you just, when I tell you, hit a nail on the head when you said the time thing, I'm real funny about time.
Right.
When people say to me, I don't want to be late, then leave earlier.
That's
prepare
right.
better.
Correct.
Because bad preparation on your part does not create an emergency on mine.
Right.
And when I say, I think just time is a respect thing.
I completely agree.
But it doesn't start with, you know, it can't be last minute. You know 285 has bad traffic. Leave earlier.
Right.
What's the worst that can happen? You'll get there a little early. It's fine.
I like to be early.
Then you can relax for a minute, calm down.
Right.
But I don't like that getting up, rushing, doing all those things. So what would you say? Because I heard you say you've lost a lot of people in your family under 40 and you wanted to stand up for them.
Right.
What would be the way people would describe you, you think, if they met you?
Resilient.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a word. My work ethic is really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, they refer to me either as an ant or that Energizer bunny.
Right.
Because no matter what, if someone has a goal to reach, I'll make sure that I'm available.
Okay.
You know, I make sure that I'm a phone call away, if not a phone call, a text.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure it's not just about me.
Right.
I'm available for other people.
Well, now you're obviously a beautiful woman. What do you do to stay in shape?
You know what? Running around, making sure everyone else is fit.
That'll usually do it.
I usually get my steps in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that yoga instructor. The yoga instructor never does the whole workout.
Right, 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 right.
Their job is to make sure everyone is doing it properly. And then personally, I love to climb Stone Mountain whenever possible.
Well, good luck with that. I'm not climbing. No, that's just a lot.
It's great for you.
That's
you know
lot.
What?
That's a lot to ask of me. That's
statistics show that people who climb some sort of stairs live longer. Their hearts are stronger.
Well, it also says if you drink red wine every day, you live longer. So it depends on which study you want to read, I guess, right?
That is correct.
Personally, I prefer the latter. So now you said you like to obviously climb Stone Mountain. Now, for me, exercise is not about it has to be something I like.
Correct.
I'm far from a gym rat. I really don't like going to the gym, even though I just joined one, because sometimes it rains or whatever, and they have a hot tub. That alone was worth the price of admission to soak in the hot tub. But I love, like, tennis. I played basketball for years. I played softball because I love sports. So how you say you love Stone Mountain. How do you get people that you work with to see just do something you love, then it doesn't feel like exercise?
Exactly, because personally, I do not do gyms.
Right.
And as a health coach and health professional,
mm-hmm.
Some take that as a bit of being contradictive, but it's not. It's about steps.
Okay.
10,000 steps is usually the direction that everyone wants to be. That's about 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I let everyone know
how long are these 5 miles going to? You mean in a week, right?
In a day.
Oh,
no,
girl, please.
You
stop.
Would be surprised.
No way, Jose.
You would be so surprised. I tell people, if you put a pedometer on, and that's just a little device that counts your steps, you'll be so surprised because every step counts. Grocery store, park further away, take the stairs up, elevator down for safety. We always put that plug
what
in.
What about them 4-inch heels I got? I'm tittering around on. I can't.
I do it every day.
You a better person than me. Look, I don't trust those people that wear those little things on their hip that count their steps.
Uh-huh.
They too anal for me. They make me nervous.
Well, it's really just a device that helps you keep up with. Because most people, we have a little question on most of our sheets that mm-hmm. ask, how active are you? And most people feel that they are not that active because I'll say, well, do you go to Walmart?
Right.
Do you go to Kroger?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah. I was like, about how many times a day? And how far away do you park?
Right.
Do you take the steps? Do you? And then when they start, I say, all of that count.
Mm-hmm.
Most individuals think that the only portion counts is physical gym time. No.
Well, now that's kind of like, I mean, obviously you were talking about one of the first things you ask people, there's some screening process, I assume, or a health screening process. What does that health screening process look like?
Usually, if we go into a corporate environment, it's a wellness screening that includes a full lipid panel, which is your cholesterol. A lipid panel can be in a fasting state, which means you have not eaten anything in the last 8 hours, or a non-fasting state, meaning you could have just had a candy bar, which we don't recommend, but or anything to eat. We also do glucose, which is your sugar. And depending on the client, we offer a PSA, which is prostate for men over 50, but we also offer it for anyone who has any history of it. So it doesn't matter if you're 20, 25. If you have a history, we also offer that.
You should offer that to all the men that women hate after they've dated them, that prostate exam.
It's that should not be
part of
it.
That should be part of the exit interview when you break up.
Yeah. No, it's not what you think. It's actually a finger stick. So most of ours are
that's so much
not invasive. Absolutely. And we can do it right there on the spot.
Yeah, that's so much better. I don't think so.
Yeah, whatever that colonoscopy that you're talking about.
Right, whatever it takes to make them suffer.
Right.
Whatever. So you obviously said that you do all this health screening. What with these companies? Who's your ideal kind of client?
Any business that has employees, it doesn't matter how small. It could be 2 employees or 10,000. The great benefit for the business is for every dollar you spend toward wellness screenings, you're usually compensated back $3. So it pays to make sure that your people are taken care of.
Absolutely. I try to tell people all the time, because obviously I do insurance. I also do life insurance.
Right.
And it amazes me when I tell you almost every person says, well, why are you going to take my blood? Calls crazy. I need to know what's in your body if I'm insuring it.
Right.
It's just like you do a checkup on your car.
Absolutely.
And I think everyone waits till they get sick. Or anytime I get a phone call that says, I need $500,000 in life insurance, what did your doctor say? You got some bad news. Something's up, because nobody calls and asks for that. And they almost wait till it's too late, till they can't afford it. And they don't even think about everything you eat, everything you are. It's going to come out, and that blood is just going to come out.
Right.
We're going to find out. So now, do you prefer small companies, big companies? Does it really matter?
It doesn't matter. Our main thing is awareness, because, we were talking about those words. You would not believe how many people have access to insurance and don't use it because they're afraid to go to the doctor.
Right.
We have so many people who, my mother had this and I'm afraid to know.
Right.
When you don't understand the preventive side.
Right.
Saves everybody. It could save your life.
Absolutely. Well, I have a running joke, even though statistically it's true. married men live the longest.
Right.
Single women live the longest, and married women die first because they spend all their energy keeping their husbands alive. because single guys don't go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I've actually gone out with guys that are like, I haven't been to the doctor in 10 years. I start backing up. I'm like, really? Huh. So maybe that's not a pimple on your face.
Okay.
Maybe it's something else. It's a growth.
Right.
I don't get the whole thing. So do you deal with companies that require them to have a certain amount of, they got to go every year because keep the insurance premiums down? Do you deal with a lot of that? Because I know that's a big issue on my side of it.
It is. And actually, right now, we're even introducing the wellness screenings. There's still some untouched boundaries and areas where companies don't offer wellness screenings. It's not that it's mandatory. It's just getting the word out. Depending on the insurance company that you're dealing with, some of the organizations still may deal with the small insurance companies. The large insurance companies pretty much has the word out.
Okay. And I want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group Insurance Agency. I specialize in business insurance. And my co-host, Tess Turin, is with Basica and NextLink Marketing. She's your marketing advertising consultant. And I am speaking with Cherie Dallas of Authentic Chicks Foundation. I'm going to say it all again. Sister company joint venture. Work with Synergy Wellness. Now, what's the sister company joint venture part?
Synergy Wellness is a company who had more expansion. They were in multiple states. It comes with a team of people so that we could reach more.
Okay. Well, now, I tell people all the time, you do what you want to do. You do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Obviously, I like having my own business, all that. But I do need to make a living. If it wasn't for the money, I ask everybody this question. What would you do if money didn't matter? You had a winning lottery ticket, because assuming that's your retirement plan, because I have friends, that's their retirement plan. They buy a lottery ticket every week. What would you do if you didn't need the money?
I would run my foundation full time, and my foundation specializes our passion is HIV prevention and awareness.
Okay.
So I would run that full time and just travel the world helping people. It's one of those things when I'm on vacation. I used to vend. There's a lot of things I used to do, but I used to be a vendor, meaning I would hook my trailer up to my truck and I rode motorcycles. So I would focus on vending at events I wanted to attend. So, of course, I would go to the bike shows and everything.
Oh, wait, back up. You said you rode motorcycles?
I ride motorcycles, yeah.
Okay. I'm confused. A health expert that likes to exercise, it rides motorcycles. So
that's
you
right.
Sit on a tank of gas and you set it on fire and drive it down the street. How is
in
that a
safe
health
manner?
What's safe about? Ain't no seatbelt. There's big metal things passing you called cars.
Absolutely.
No way, Jose. I don't do the motorcycle thing.
Yeah.
I went to that motorcycle event they have in Myrtle Beach every year once. I started to gouge my eyes out with ice picks. This one guy's motorcycle had the predator head on the front.
Right. They're very creative.
Well, yeah, but now your kids can't go to college because your daddy got a predator motorcycle. And now y'all got to go to trucking school.
Everything is in moderation.
So I don't even know how to, going back to the motorcycle, that completely threw me. I don't know what I thought you were going to say. I did not expect motorcycle. Wait, what kind of motorcycle do you ride?
I've rode both cruisers and crotch rockets. My preference is crotch rockets.
Of course it is, because she's a health expert. I'm concerned now. So like a Hayabusa or
no,
a Stack, I think they call them.
Let me explain something. With me, I used to teach at a school when I lived in California. I lived in California before I moved here.
Right.
So everything, I promote safety. Like I've met individuals who just jump on a bike and start riding. And, you know, we have this video that we would show. Mm-hmm. And if you can imagine, we call it catching an asphalt.
No doubt.
Right. That is something, the reason why we push safety, going to actual training to learn how to properly ride a motorcycle. Because everything is just like a weapon. It's not the actual weapon that's dangerous. It's the person who's holding it.
There's one school of thought. Again, you sitting on a tank of gas and it's on fire. Yeah, you got that one. I'm not going to be able to do it.
No.
Now, I sit by it. I may take cute pictures, but that's about all I got. I'm not sitting on fire for any reason. So tell everyone out there, Cherie, the best way to reach you at Authentic Chicks Foundation.
Our website is authenticchickswithanslivehealthy.com.
Okay.
My phone number is 770-605-5790. We can set up an appointment. We're available. If you go to the website, fill out our contact us card.
Okay.
It comes directly to me.
Okay. Now, does your foundation have a website too?
Right now, it's getting ready to do a launch, so it's not all the way up and ready yet.
Okay. You see, you need to talk to Tess. She
yes.
loves doing those websites. She's doing mine. She kept calling me. She's redoing it. I was like, girl, I don't care.
I can't wait till Tess gets back.
Well, I gave you the content. Just make it pretty. That's
right.
All I want. Just because no one's going to read it.
Right.
Not read most of it anyway. They look at the pretty pictures. I mean, who really reads websites these days? Well, I do want to thank you guys for coming out again. Our first guest was Gary Guan of AA Language Services, LLC. Thank you again, Gary, for coming out.
Thank you.
And Cherie Dallas of Authentic Chicks Foundation. Thank you so much for coming out.
It was a delight.
It was absolutely fun. I can't believe a health person with a crotch rocket at that. Don't forget that we broadcast live every Friday morning from 11:30 to 12:30 here on Business Radio X in the Gwinnett Studio. And if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our website of businessleadersoftoday.com, or you can also email us at businessleadersoftoday@gmail.com. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. I specialize in business insurance, and I'm going to be your best friend on your worst day. Have a great weekend, everybody.